What is up, everybody? Happy Sunday. I'm Michael. John is here on the phone. John, can you hear me?
I can hear you great. How's everyone doing today?
I believe they're doing great because they're about to tune in to our mock draft, our Sunday mock draft. No beer, but we are straight talking fantasy football, and we're going to do a quick mock draft, like I said, for you all. Luckily, we've got some fans in the draft room with us, so we're not going to be just drafting against the computer, which is nice. John, you want to run over the what rules and everything we're drafting with, or what style, what format we're using?
Yeah, so we're going to be going through standard redraft that you're going to be seeing. It's going to be a half-point PPR, 12-man team. We have one quarterback, two wide receivers, two running backs, one tight end, a kicker, a defense, and a flex. We're going to keep five bench spaces so you guys can fill up some people in case you have some injuries or know any deep sleepers who might break out later this year. Mike will be drafting from the 3 spot, and I'm going to be drafting from the 8.
Yep. Yeah, that's pretty much it. If you're on Instagram Live, by the way, I just wanted to let you know you won't be able to hear John today, just me, and you'll only be able to see my ugly face. But that's because he is on his way back from Savannah, and I don't know if you guys saw our Instagram stories, but he actually was able to visit a couple different breweries on there. One of them was South Bend Brewery up there in Savannah, Georgia. He's bringing back some goodies, something for the set, as well as some beer. So we are excited for that.
They had some really good beers there. They also had a lot of good sours that they didn't have cans of. But I'm hoping they might be able to ship to me later on. But they do have some amazing beer, and it's a really nice little tap room they had.
Awesome. Well, John, let's get it started because on Sundays, we don't want to be, you know, we're not going to be a whole hour show, hopefully. Obviously, this is our first time doing it, but, you know, our goal is to get in, get out. That way, any of you who may not have the time to mock draft preseason can kind of get an idea from these, you know, quick episodes. But yeah, let's get started. John, you wanna get it going?
Yeah, let's start it right now. For anyone that's listening along and drafting along, I hope you're ready.
Let's get it
started.
And of course, Christian McCaffrey's off the board. First pick.
Well, yeah, he's the obvious number 1-1 in most situations. He's got an offense that's going to be built around him, and even with a new quarterback coming in. So, plenty of work.
Yeah, easy first overall pick for me. Following that, we've got a fan picking at the second spot, and he took Saquon Barkley, which means Alvin Kamara fell to me. I took Alvin over Ezekiel. It's kind of interesting. I want to see how my team turns out. I'm pretty high on Alvin this year, you know, and I think he's going to have a big bounce back year. You know, he was dealing with injuries and stuff like that last year. So, you know, we'll see if it turns out. But I just kind of want, you know, that's the thing about mock drafts. You got to play around with it. Do them every once in a while. See how your team turns out. So I grabbed him and kind of want to see. Following that, it went Ezekiel Elliott. Another fan is drafting there at the 4 spot. Then Derrick Henry, Dalvin Cook, Michael Thomas. And then John grabbed Joe Mixon. I like that pick.
Yeah, I grabbed Joe Mixon. He's going to be someone who's going to be getting a lot of work under the, again, a new offense with Joe Burrow taking the helm. He's probably going to be looking for a lot of dump passes. Joe Mixon had a great season last year, and he's looking forward to another great one.
I completely agree.
Next up, though, we had Josh Jacobs go. Another fan we have in the draft room took Davante Adams and Tyreek Hill.
The 10th spot, yeah.
Following Nick Chubb at the turn at number 12. Miles Sanders at the 2-1. And then our first quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, went at the 2-2 by the computer. So, you know, taking
he's getting closer to that first round.
Yeah, he's almost there. That contract might have bumped him up a good bit.
So who are you going with here, John?
So I grabbed Aaron Jones, actually. He's great for a second-round running back. you're going to get a lot of value out of him. Hopefully he has something like a repeat season.
Yeah, my only thing with him is, and actually little sneak peek for Tuesday's episode is the outlier, our outlier 2019 outlier episode, where we go over some, you know, some guys who had an outlying season, you know, for instance, or some stats that were outliers that, you know, they're not bound to repeat, and it's going to be at least very difficult, to repeat. So, and Aaron Jones' 16 touchdown season, I think, is going to be very difficult to repeat. But following that, John's pick, it went Kenyon Drake, Austin Eckler, Lamar Jackson, and then Chris Godwin at the 2-9. Now it's back to me. Both tight ends are sitting here for me, looking at me in the face, but I think it's kind of tempting because I like, you know, I'd have the upper hand, I don't know how
you
to say it.
You'd have a solid roster if you sat there and took either Godwin or Golladay.
But giving me that, you know, having a number one overall tight end is a big bonus. So I'm actually going to go with I'm going to skip out on that. I'm going to go Kenny Golladay there at the 2-10.
Oh, wow. Over Chris Godwin?
Yep. Just because I really like the Lions' passing offense this year. Their offensive line does scare me, but I think that Matt Stafford is going to have a great year. And we saw, you know, Kenny Golladay, you know, we saw what he could do last year, and I think he is – bound to repeat that or exceed that. So, and in the Tampa Bay offense, it's kind of a lot of mouths to feed.
Especially with not knowing how Brady's going to feed into that.
Yeah, exactly. So, following my pick there went James Conner, Chris Carson, Travis Kelce, the first tight end off the board at the 3-1, Chris Godwin, and George Kittle is there for the taking. But before I take him, I want to say I was statting out the Vikings this morning, and Adam Thielen's kind of starting to pique my interest a bit. You know, you know, the only true wide receiver one, I think Justin Jefferson definitely has an opportunity, but he is a rookie, so I think that you know, he next year I think he'll take that next step, obviously depending on what he does this year, but he's got opportunity, but Adam Thielen's going to be there for Kirk Cousins, and I think he's going to have a good year. I don't know. What do you think his ceiling is, Adam Thielen's?
Personally, I think Adam Thielen has an easy opportunity this season to at least hit that top tier of the wide receiver one area, possibly even the top three, top four, depending on how much Thielen relies on him without having, like you said, that true wide receiver one.
You mean Kirk Cousins relies on Thielen?
I'm sorry. Yeah, Kirk Cousins doesn't have to rely on Thielen because he doesn't have that wide receiver one with him. But he does definitely, you know, lose a lot of that value in any type of dynasty startups or dynasty trades because he's getting towards that older end, and they're going to be start rebuilding that wide receiver core, knowing that he's not going to be there much longer.
Completely agree. So actually, Adam Thielen actually went off the board right after my pick there. Then it went to Leonard Fournette at the 3-5, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Melvin Gordon, Le'Veon Bell, and then I'm sorry, John took Le'Veon Bell. You want to explain that? Oh, you're going three running backs. I see, huh?
You know, I didn't start with that mindset, being that I was drafting so late in the draft, but I did just happen to have three running backs that I'm absolutely high on this year. I think Le'Veon Bell fell way lower than where his ceiling can be, especially with the fact that last year he was coming back from a year off and it's into a new offense that was an Adam Gase offense. So it wasn't too great. He's still with Adam Gase, but now I think with how he produced last year, they're going to want him to do more. And so by my third pick, the three running backs seem to work out really well for me this time. And then there I took Calvin Ridley at my fourth pick at 4-5 because he's the best wide receiver available, and he has the absolute opportunity to be wide receiver one, depending on who Matt Ryan wants to lean more on. And who Matt that being that him and Julio Jones are going to see an insane amount of volume.
Yep, I do like that pick there with Calvin. And so, but following John's last pick, after Le'Veon Bell, went Amari Cooper, A.J. Brown, Devin Singletary, Cooper Kupp, Mark Ingram, David Johnson, Allen Robinson, DK Metcalf. Then John took Calvin Ridley at the 4-5, Mark Andrews, Todd Gurley, and David Montgomery. Back to Sir Brooks, one of our amazing fans. At the 4-9, he took Juju Smith-Schuster. One thing I want to point out is we have one of our fans, Miles. He's going with the zero RB here. He's taken four wide receivers in a row: Davante Adams, Julio Jones, AJ Brown, and Allen Robinson. That's a deadly stack right there.
That's insane. You know, you have three people who are absolute ballers. And depending on which quarterback you get in Chicago, Allen Robinson, someone who can have a breakout year.
Breakout. He finished, I believe he finished ninth last year.
With the quarterback.
Yeah.
I say breakout on that. He's going to ball out this year. Depending on, I think if Foles is back there, he's going to be in a much better situation.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't think that, Trubisky may, you know, get a kick in the butt or whatever, but we'll see. Yeah, in the half point league last year, Allen Robinson finished as the wide receiver 11. But following that pick by Sir Brooks with Juju, I grabbed Robert Woods at the 4-10. Then one of our fans, Deadly Dermoid, he grabbed Odell Beckham after that. Then T.Y. Hilton, DJ Chark, Stephon Diggs, and now it's back to me. I've grabbed...
Can I ask you, Lockett Moore?
I'm looking at that.
Are you looking at a receiver here?
But I might grab... I haven't taken a quarterback early, you know, in a while. I typically try to stay away from quarterbacks this early. But like I said, you know, mock drafting's all about, trying new things and seeing how your team ends up. So I'm going to grab Kyler.
That's a great pick.
Yeah, I like him this year a lot, especially
third
with
quarterback
the
quarterback off the board too.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, in front of Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, and Dak Prescott. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, do you see any value increase with Russell Wilson now that he has Jamal Adams in the backfield in his secondary, meaning that he is, you know, more turnovers coming his way, which means more times he's going to be on the field, more chances for him to score.
Yeah, I definitely think, you know, I was actually talking to somebody and I said the Legion of Boom 2.0 is starting to
2.0.
come back. They need, you know, a defensive line, and but I mean, they're on their way, that's for sure. But after I picked Kyler, Raheem Mostert went at the 5-4, Darren Waller, Keenan Allen, Tyler Lockett. And then John, you grabbed DJ Moore. Nice little pick there. I like that.
I did. I'm surprised that he fell all the way to the 5-8 for me. So that means that, you know, I've got Calvin Ridley, DJ Moore riding my wide receiver 1 and 2 slots. So I'm feeling really confident with the running back that I have as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Your team is definitely shaping up. I'm going to, looking at mine, I got to grab a running back here, I think. And I'm hoping, nope, just kidding. There he goes, Kareem Hunt. Wanted him, but we'll see who falls to me. Maybe I don't go running back. Maybe I just stack up on the wide receivers and then grab one a little bit later. I already have my stud and Alvin Kamara. So, but following John's pick with DJ Moore, Terry McLaurin went, Marquise Brown, Jonathan Taylor, Zach Ertz, Russell Wilson, Cortland Sutton, Dak Prescott, Kareem Hunt, back to John at the 6-5. Who are you going with?
You know, I'm looking at Deshaun Watson because he's still there for me, but I was hoping to go a little later on the quarterback. I actually think I'm going to take AJ Green. I know we just talked about him with his contract update when we did our news, and when we started talking about him, we looked into him a little bit more, and it looked like he was going to do pretty good things there. And with that stack, I have AJ Green and Joe Mixon's usually not something I go for with the running back wide receiver stack. But in some situations, and I think with the new quarterback where he's going to be relying on his number one, it could be something that works out well for me.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. You know, when he's healthy and on the field, you know, no doubt he's, even at his age, you know, there's certain, he's one of those, you know, caliber of players that no matter the age, you know, he's still going to produce. He just has to stay healthy. But following that pick, Deebo Samuel went at the 6'6". Not bad, you know. He's dropping, and you can tell he's starting to get around that area. I would take him, you know, like I said about AJ Green, if he can stay healthy, and if Deebo can get healthy this year, he could really produce, especially for that spot. But following Deebo, Marlon Mack, Jarvis Landry, Deshaun Watson, and then I grabbed DeAndre Swift there at the 6'10". I needed a running back, and Cam Akers, Darius Geis, Damian Williams were all on the board. And I feel like, I already have Alvin Kamara, so I'm kind of set there, like with my, you know, true RB1. So I kind of wanted to grab somebody with some upside, you know, and depending on the situation there, you know, he could really blossom and do a strong wide receiver too. So, you know, we'll see.
I hear you there. Yeah.
So following, sorry.
I was going to say Dak's going to be someone who's going to be putting up a lot of points in that offense, even if they rely heavily on Ezekiel Elliott this year. He's someone that can hand him the ball downfield, keep it tight inside, and it seems like he's going to be playing for a future contract, either with the Cowboys or somewhere else. So he's playing with a chip on his shoulder.
100%. So following that, Rob Gronkowski, Darius Geis, Aaron Rodgers, Damian Williams, and then back to me, I grabbed Michael Gallup. I love Michael Gallup this year. I think that he is, you know, prime. I know they got CeeDee Lamb, but I think that, you know, he'll still get his targets. He showed what he could do last year, and I think he's going to build on that. You know, with CeeDee's, I think he's going to get those short to medium catches, and Michael Gallup will help, you know, stretch the field a little bit, and he'll still get his targets and get his yards. So I like him a lot this year. Following that, pick Tevin Coleman, Brandon Cooks, Cam Akers, Drew Brees, back to John at the 7-8. You got 13 seconds. What are you doing? What are you thinking?
I'm seeing if I want to get that quarterback that's going to help me out with Calvin Ridley here, and I think I'm going to take that quarterback back. I got Matt Ryan.
Nice. Very again, nice.
We've got someone who puts up an insane amount of passing attempts every single year. He's got blossoming young receiver Calvin Ridley, extremely blossomed, well-rounded receiver Julio Jones, who's an absolute beast and a monster.
He's a bouquet, bro.
So exactly. He's got everything you would want out of an offense, and with the addition of Hayden Hurst, he's just going to be dotting the ball all over the field.
Yep. I 100% agree with that. I like Russell Gage there too. Shout out Trek on Instagram. He said, I like that Kyler Murray pick, and I 100% agree, man, grabbing him at the 5-3 like I did. I think he's got a ton of upside. Appreciate you tuning in. So anyways, after that Matt Ryan pick, Ronald Jones, J.K. Dobbins, Devontae Parker, Julian Edelman, it looks like Will Fuller, Evan Ingram, Jordan Howard, and then Kerryon Johnson. Back to John at the 8-5. What do you think? Is it time to grab a tight end?
Someone I want to. It's not. It's getting close, but it's not for me right now. There's someone on the board that I really want, but he's falling, or he's not falling. My time's running out. I'm not sure. It's a little bit of a reach, but I'm going to be grabbing Marvin Jones Jr. And it's kind of like you were saying when you grabbed Kenny Galladay yourself. Matt Stafford, someone kind of like Matt Ryan, who's putting up same amount of passing attempts every single year. Last year, before he got injured, he was having one of his best seasons of his career as a per game average. And with the number two receiver on that team, he's great to pick up in the 8th round. We could have potentially be a solid wide receiver too.
100%. I agree with that. All those Detroit, him and, you know, Danny Amendola is a little bit, I'm actually in the middle of working on Detroit right now, and I haven't gotten to the receivers yet. But, you know, Danny Amendola may have a little bit of a, you know, if you're in a deeper league, may have some value, you know, late. So as well, so following John's Marvin Jones pick, went Latavius Murray, Emmanuel Sanders, Sony Michel, James White. Back to me at the 8-10, I grabbed Matt Breida. I like his upside. I know Jordan Howard's there in the backfield as well, but in a half-point PPR, he can catch the ball, give me some extra points with those catches. And Jordan Howard, you know, we've seen it. He's not a great pass catcher at all. So I think a lot of the passing out of the backfield will be to Matt Breida. And then, ooh, I've got a tough decision here. Following my Matt Breida pick, it went Josh Allen, Tyler Boyd, Mecole Hardman, Deontay Johnson, another great pick there by Deadly Deadly Dermoid? How do you say that?
I would assume so. It's a question mark in my mind.
But the two players I'm looking at here that I wish I could grab both, but I can't, are Darius Slayton and Alexander Mattison. I think I'm going to go Darius Slayton here because I love his upside. He could he could really turn into Daniel Jones' number one target.
He said, and if Daniel Jones, you know, goes out and balls out like I was saying that he would this year, and unless you follow my other show, Lose It All, Daniel Jones could be someone that gives Darius Slayton enough potential to get him those yards and those points and those touchdowns. And if he finds that comfort zone with him, balls out. Great pickup in the ninth round to find someone who could give you great, you know, low end two at his floor potential.
Yep. Yeah, 100%. I mean, and I think that offense is – you know, with the new coaching and everything like that, I think it's going to be a little underrated this year. So, and that's one of the reasons why you can get him so late. Definitely somebody to keep your eye on. Following Darius Slayton, Sir Brooks grabbed Hayden Hurst, then Hunter Henry went, Carson Wentz, Philip Lindsay, back to John, 9-8. Grabbed his tight end. There we go. Jared Cook, not bad. He's old. But he's efficient.
He's old. He's also had two of his best seasons back to back these last seasons, and he's still got Drew Brees throwing on the ball, which is someone who's going to give you those accurate passes where you want him and where you need him. So, you know, could be pretty prime for a good year. And then, you know, tight end's also the position where if you're not great, you're still a decent tight end.
Yeah.
Especially fantasy wise, you only need a few points to be relevant. So at that point, if Jared Cook doesn't work out for me, I'm just going to be streaming.
And then following your pick of Jared Cook, my favorite quarterback, especially this late. I feel like we have a crush. He might be my man crush. I don't know.
Do you think he likes you back?
I don't know. I guess it depends on what we say about him, you know? So this year, yeah, why not? He probably, Matt, hit me up in the DMs, you know? But Matt Stafford went. Then Miles 707 grabbed Alexander Mattison. Then the first, is that the first defense off the board to Buffalo Bills?
Buffalo Bills.
Interesting. That was a computer pick. But you know, for me, it's a little early, but it is a computer. But it is what it is. Then Christian Kirk, Keyshawn Vaughn, Tom Brady, and then Miles grabbed Zach Moss. Nice pick there. Pretty good upside. Depending on how they use him and what Devin Singletary does as well. I mean, he could blossom into a solid, you know, flex player, I believe. So
especially if they do some sort of timeshare and make him be that red zone linebacker or the red zone running back or any type of pass catching red zone attempt.
Yeah,
just make him relevant.
So following Zach Moss, CeeDee Lamb, and then John with going with the upside. I like it. Henry Ruggs III. Nice pick.
Yeah. I was lucky enough to build up what I thought was enough good receiver depth that I could take a shot on someone who could be potentially someone in Las Vegas this year. who's going to be putting up big numbers as a rookie, possibly one of the better rookie situations you'll find in the receivers other than maybe Minnesota. So we'll see what he does this season and hopefully gives me that upside in the 10th round.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Great spot to grab him. Following that, it went Daryl Henderson, another defense, San Francisco 49ers. Daniel Jones, Sir Brooks grabbed Jerry Jeudy. Back to me at the 10-10, I grabbed Chase Edmonds. I think he's got, you know, some pretty decent standalone value. I was looking at him and Tony Pollard just to kind of give me some running back depth because, right, that was my fourth running back I grabbed. So I need a little bit more depth there. But I think he has some standalone value. And as well as, you know, with Kenyon Drake's history, you know, slight injury history, you know, missing some games here and there. I think Chase could definitely give you some filler games, you know, some weeks, maybe some help on the bye week and stuff, some bye weeks and stuff like that. So, but following my pick there, it went Cam Newton, Tyler Higbee, the Ravens defense at the 11-11, Sterling Shepard, and then back to myself.
Where are you looking? Ooh. What kind of position do you feel you need?
Looking at my team, you know, I've got four running backs, four receivers. I you know, John Brown sitting there who had a pretty good year last year in Buffalo. I know they got the addition of Stephon Diggs, but I don't know. I think he'll give you those weeks, you know. Sammy Watkins is still on the board. Yeah. You know, some other people. I like Antonio Gibson as well. And, ooh, Jameson Crowder. Ooh, that's difficult.
Oh, there's your boy.
Yeah, I'm going. There he is. I'm grabbing him. And that's just because I know.
Taking him already?
Huh?
Taking him already? You don't think he would have helped you?
I don't think so. I mean, we've got some smart people in this draft. I mean, it's not just us versus a computer. So,
That's true. We did just talk about him. So they're all keen.
Yeah, exactly. So, I think Jameson Crowder just gives me that floor I need. You know, as a flex player, I know I'll get, you know, 9, 10, 11 points out of him each week. So with all those targets. So I think that, you know, he's a safe bet there. Sammy Watkins and John Brown are more upside guys. Give me those big weeks. What's up, Jordan? I think that, you know, I really needed the solid floor. Following that, Sir Brooks grabbed his first defense, his defense, the Steelers, then the Patriots, which I kind of like that. They've got a great defensive line. And then they have Minka and a slew of other talent around that team. But then the Patriots, Noah Fant, John Brown went right before John Stump's pick. So then John sniped my boy, Antonio Gibson. Why'd you have to do that to me?
I haven't picked the running back since the third round at this point, so I needed to start to just filling my roster with some potential people that could have great seasons, depending on, again, the situations they're in. And we talked about Antonio Gibson a little bit, and he's someone that's going to be someone that has, you know, could be great.
Upside.
Be great, and picking him up in the 11th round. Upside possible wide running back two, upside possible running back, low end one, maybe the 12, depending on what he does. He's brand new to the situation, and we don't know what he can do with an NFL defense, so hopefully he can be your future Christian McCaffrey or someone out of that one catching,
that's
running, pass catching.
Yeah, Ron Rivera. Year, he's
obviously a rookie.
Compared him to Christian, crazy. Jordan, we're not drinking beer today. I'm just drinking on a Coke right now. Sundays are we don't have any beers for Sundays. We're just doing mock drafts on Sundays. So, but tune in on Tuesday for. Do we know what beer we're doing yet, John?
You said the video we're doing the outlier video. We're going to be talking about.
No, what beer are we?
Beer?
Yeah, do we know the beer? Or we have to discuss.
Oh, yeah. We're actually going to be reviewing one of the ones that I grabbed from South Bend Brewery, more than likely.
So, yeah, it's Tuesday, South Bend Brewery.
That's the name in front of me at the moment.
Well, we got a couple from there. But let me get caught up real quick on these picks. After Antonio Gibson, Baker Mayfield, Tony Pollard, Austin Hooper, Tariq Cohen, Sammy Watkins, N'Keal Harry, Jonnu Smith, great pick there. Miles, Chicago Bears, John Grab, Mike Williams, great upside there in LA with the Chargers. Boston Scott, another good pick there by the computer. Shout out, computer. Justin Jefferson, Anthony Miller, Drew Locke, grabbed by Sir Brooks. Is that his first?
Oh, boy. Ooh, no. Guy.
Oh, he, okay, no, that so that's second.
A second. That's Sean Watson.
Very nice.
He could be.
Tune in or listen to our last episode to kind of hear, what I think about Drew Locke and what John thinks about him. So, back to me at the 12-10. I'm looking here. I'm going Preston Williams. I like his upside. He really showed flashes. I think the only way he – I think if Tua starts in Miami, I think that will hurt him more than anything or could potentially hurt him.
Do you see him relying more on Devontae?
No, I just think that Preston really benefited from – Ryan Fitzpatrick throwing the ball up. And I don't know if Tua will do that, especially his first year. You know, he's a very accurate quarterback. But I think that Tua, would hurt Preston this year more than help. But, we'll see after training camp and when the season gets started. Who is the starting who's the starting quarterback there?
Quarterback.
Who do you feel like it's going to be, John?
I personally believe that Ryan Fitzpatrick's going to start a handful of games first before Tua gets out on the field, which makes me just completely avoid him in any sort of redraft format.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that at least by midseason, week 8, possibly after the bye week, we'll find that Tua's going to be our starting quarterback from here out until we win 3 or 4 seasons.
Yep. Yeah. 3 or 4. Like that attitude. But following my pick, Deadly Dermoid grabbed Anthony McFarland. Then Kirk Cousins went off the board. I didn't realize we were drafting kickers, but I guess we're drafting kickers. So Justin Tucker went, Harrison Butker. I'm going to grab a defense, my first defense. We've got one more pick, so I'll grab a kicker later. I'm not too worried about it, but there's some talent still left on the board. That I like and I want to touch on real quick. TJ Hawkinson at tight end, Mike Gesicki, Dallas Goedert, as well as some quarterbacks, Ben Roethlisberger, Jimmy G, and Jared Goff. So some great talent there, but I'm going to grab the Chargers defense here. Just, lock them down. This pick might as well get a pretty decent upside defense with that defensive line as well as the secondary. And then, of course, it's a pretty solid defense all around. So the only negative is they play the Chiefs twice a year. So,
yeah, and, but that's not too bad. Sometimes, I think last year you find that their worst games weren't even against the Chiefs. They have a lot of talent in their secondary between Derwin James. We get a lot of picks. We get a lot of fun stuff. I actually think the Rams defense.
Like it.
Just because they were the best available defense on the board. Again, I didn't notice we were picking pickers either. So I would have used my last round pick on a defense, if even on a defense at all. I usually try to avoid drafting my own defense and just pick up someone from the waivers week 1 after I kind of decide to reset my roster.
Yeah.
Post-draft.
Yep. Grabbing that extra flex player. Late, with upside, especially if you're drafting early in the year, and camp, if you're drafting now, it's not even worth to me grabbing a defense. Like you said, you can pick one off the waiver and stream them, grab that extra flex player and see what happens during camp. So, bunch of kickers going off the board right now. So, we'll just give them to you. Just so you have that information. After I picked the Chargers defense, Will Lutz went off the board, Greg Zuerlein, Robbie Gould, the Chiefs defense. Then the Rams went to John, Dallas Goedert, Miles grabbed Dan Bailey. Then Young Ho Koo from the Falcons went off at the 13-11. Saints defense following that. Zane Gonzalez, Deshaun Jackson, great upside pick there. The Denver Broncos defense to Miles. Kaimi Fairbairn at the 14-4. And then John's probably grabbing his kicker now, I'm assuming.
No, actually, I'm actually going to be grabbing the tight end that I think is on the board who shouldn't be on the board still. And that's DJ Hockerson. Again, I'm going to go through my roster post draft and close towards the season if this were a real team. Pick up a kicker afterward.
I just got sniped. Sir Brooks, man, he sniped me. He grabbed Darrington Evans, bro. I needed some Darrington Evans, yeah. But so I'll get to that real quick. After TJ Hockerson by John, it went Matt Prater, Ben Roethlisberger, AJ Dillon, Darrington Evans to Sir Brooks, and then back to me. I only have four running backs. I'm gonna grab another running back, and then I'll, like we were just talking about, I'll stream. You know, I'll grab somebody, a kicker up off the waiver if I need to. So looking at the running backs here, let's see. I like Justin Jackson, but you know,
really, I'm a big Duke Johnson guy.
Really? I'm going to grab I'll grab Justin Jackson. I know that's kind of a crowded backfield there.
Guy behind David.
But after that Justin Jackson pick went the Seattle Seahawks defense, and then Damian Harris, another good pick there. Don't know why I didn't see him. I suck. Anyway, so let's review John and I's teams real quick, and then we'll get you guys out of here. Go ahead, John, run down your team real quick.
All right. So my starting roster is going to be my first quarterback, Matt Ryan, absolute baller, picking up in the seventh round. Feel great about it. Running backs, I've got Joe Mixon, Aaron Jones, Le'Veon Bell sitting at my flex. My receivers are Calvin Ridley, DJ Moore, the tight end, Jared Cook. And then my bench, we've got AJ Green, Marvin Jones, Henry Ruggs, running back Antonio Gibson, receiver Mike Williams, and then second-year tight end T.J. Hockerson, who's going to be prime for a breakout season. And I got him in the 14th.
Nice. So you grab that second upside tight end. I'll run down my team real quick. Alvin Kamara, Kenny Galladay, George Kittle, Robert Woods, Kyler Murray, DeAndre Swift, Michael Gallup, Matt Breida, Darius Slayton, Chase Edmonds, Jameson Crowder, Preston Williams, the Chargers defense, and then Justin Jackson. John, anything you change about your team real quick before we let these guys go?
I probably wouldn't have taken Mike Williams. To be honest, I picked him up out of panic because as we were talking, time kind of ran down. And at that point, I was really looking at Justin Jefferson and Anthony Miller, and I couldn't decide which one to take between those as we were actually talking. And so the almost computer auto-drafted Mike Williams for me. So I would have taken Justin Jefferson probably over Mike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think my weakness, looking at it right now, is, you know, the probably my running backs. I may have gone a little early, maybe not grabbed Kittle and just grabbed a later tight end and grabbed a running back there in the third round of the 3-3, like Fournette, or, you know, like you grabbed Le'Veon, somebody like that. I'm kind of staying away from Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Melvin Gordon this year, just because of the uncertainty. But other than that, I like my team for the most part. I like my receivers a lot.
Yeah, I mean, you have Matt Breida sitting on your bench there, and he's depending how the Miami Dolphins offense works out and where the ball starts going. He could be someone pretty good that can fill that wide running back two spot for you,
100%.
Or even that left.
Yep, I agree there, 100%. He's got a ton of upside. I feel like that's my running back's ton of upside. So anyways, guys, if you tuned in on Instagram Live, thank you so much. Feel free next week, Sunday at 3, we're going to be doing it again. Mock draft only, no beer, just talking straight fantasy football. And we'll also have... Yeah, we'll have... John will be back. And one thing we'll probably be doing is bringing in, you know, fans on the phone to actually talk to us, you know, and kind of get their perspective too. So be on the lookout for that. If you want to join our next mock draft, just DM us at the Fantasy Tap on Instagram or Twitter, or the Fantasy Tap at gmail.com. You can email us there. I think that was it. Pretty good one for the first day. And I appreciate everybody tuning in. You got anything else to say, John?
Really appreciate everyone. And everyone that drafted along with us, thank you so much. Please, everyone who's listening or is going to check out the podcast, remember to follow us on our social medias at the Fantasy Tap. And any questions you guys have as far as fantasy trades or any beer reviews that you want us to check out, email us at thefantasytap@gmail.com.
Yep. Awesome, guys. Thanks so much. We love you. We'll post our results from this mock draft on our Instagram. Love you guys. Have a great day.